From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A check on reported criminal activity around the Adorney Center parking lot this week uncovered some. While on the scene, officers located a subject sleeping in nearby Halverson Park. On the ground, next to that subject, officers saw a baggie containing suspected methamphetamine. The subject, Ronald Knight, age 50, was contacted, and a small tin, a bundle of plastic baggies, and a digital scale were also located next to him. He's a person known to police. The tin was searched pursuant to Knight's probation terms. He's on active probation for possession of a controlled substance for sales. In that tin, officers found an additional 17 baggies of suspected methamphetamine. Knight was taken into custody and was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of possession of a controlled substance for sales, as well as a probation violation. Well, 20-year-old Joe Olivo III has been sentenced now on charges of voluntary manslaughter with personal use of a knife for the killing of 14-year-old Jesus Garcia Romero back on December 17, 2014. Judge Christopher Wilson imposed the maximum term of 12 years in state prison. This summer, 39-year-old Joe Olivo Jr. and 32-year-old Mario Nunez pleaded guilty to charges of voluntary manslaughter in Garcia Romero's death in an apartment in the 700 block of P Street in Eureka. They have already been sentenced. Officers with the Eureka Police Department responding to the 300 block of P Street for a stabbing that had just taken place there. It was reported that the suspect left that location on foot, but was being followed by a witness. Officers soon located the suspect near the jail and detained him without incident. The suspect was identified as 34-year-old Christopher Charles Matzik. The initial investigation determining that Matzik attacked his roommate with a large knife, stabbing him in the chest. The motive for the attack is still under investigation. The victim, meantime, sustained serious injuries and is in critical condition. Matzik was taken into custody, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on a charge of attempted murder. He's being held now on $500,000 bail. Lost Coast Fest, a multi-day, all-ages DIY music and arts fest featuring 30-plus touring and local bands, workshops and panel discussions, film screenings, and more, begins today running through Sunday in Arcata. Proceeds from the event benefit the Raven Project and Centro del Pueblo. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.